Dimension on WAKY at 9 past 7. 7:09 on the Big 79. Notice how everything is tied together, you know? Fantastic.
WAKY.
29 degrees, friends, from WAKY. And, as usual, come on in.
Hi there, Skin. How are you?
Fine. What's wrong with you?
Well, you know, this is just about it, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but, you really seem kind of like, you know, all shook up about...
Well, I am. Don't bring up... Don't, let's not even talk about it. Let's pretend that you're staying. Let's pretend that we're going to go to the Derby together and the Indy 500 and ride the bell and all that. Tell me all that.
No, we can't just pretend. It isn't going to do any good. We've got to live with reality.
All right. Okay, I'll be strong. Let's roll the dice. I haven't won. I never win. Poor little old lady from the retirement community.
Well, let's just roll the dice. I didn't ask for a song and dance.
How could you hurt me like that? Let's roll the dice. I'm gonna win. I know I am. Come on, be good for the old lady. There, I got a 9. Beat a 9. You'll never do it.
Watch this.
No, you'll never do it. It's my turn to win. What'd you get?
10.
Oh. I never win anyway. Why don't you buy the coffee anyway? Why don't you go up and buy it?
Now, hold it. You lost, buy the coffee, okay?
Well, you don't have to get the PO'd about it.
I'm not PO'd. Just, you know, the idea that you lost, so you buy it, okay?
All right.
And hurry up.
Oh, I'll get you sleep.
Mr. Transmission.
This morning.
And now, Skinny Bobby presents the Breakfast Pig.
Here I come. I'm coming to get you. Yum, yum, yum.
You've given me a true love.
Ross and the Supremes on WAKY. It's called I Hear a Symphony, right? 29 degrees, friends, on WAKY. Just a second again. Come on in.
You want to reconsider and let the old lady win?
No chance. Get the coffee right now. Get the, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, okay. Don't hit me.
Sorry.
WAKY.
Just a little, you know, just because it's the last day, she expects some kind of super kind of treatment, which obviously is not going to come. Let's see. Today in history, right? January 20th or January 30th, 1970. Let me see, a couple of sad things in the history book, so to speak. In 1933, Adolf Hitler became Chancellor of Germany, which is pretty sad. 1948, Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated. In 1847, friends, the city council of Yerba Buena, California, all got together with some cheap muscatel and decided to change the name of their city from Yerba Buena to San Francisco. Huh? How does that grab you? Can you imagine Tony Bennett going back and singing, I left my heart in Yerba, I left my heart in Yerba Buena. Sounds almost obscene, huh? Or how about that Yerba Buena 49ers? The whole thing doesn't make sense. I wonder where they got the name Yerba Buena in the first place. Anyway, they changed it to San Francisco in 1847. Incidentally, also today, January the 30th, is probably more noted in the history books and the almanacs as being the birth date of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So I thought you'd like to join me right now as we relive those bygone days and join in with a Franklin Delano Roosevelt campaign song. And this is authentic, too. I mean, this is a real thing, unique.
Come on and go, row, row with Roosevelt on the good ship USA. Sail with Franklin D to victory and to real prosperity. He is honest, he's strong, and he's steady.
That's an authentic FDR campaign song going back to like the 30s and the 40s. I thought that might turn you on a little bit this morning.
O.G. Wilson announces the greatest January clearance sale ever.
That's O.G. Wilson.
It's a Wilson nanny, little Wilson nanny, little Wilson nanny, little Wilson nanny, little Wilson
Lord Fennandy is hooked on pills.
Put Pontiac's two huge used car lots at 5th and York beats all.
17 past 6 o'clock, make that 7 o'clock. Head you shook up for a second. 17 past 7 o'clock, 29 degrees. Dionne, Warwick, and I'll never fall in love again. Officer Bruce,
what
in a matter of seconds.
What do you get when you fall in love?
Miss Dionne, Warwick on WAKY, and I'll never fall in love again. At 21 past 7 o'clock, 7:21. And although I usually pour over sentimentality, this is the like the last day of the show, except for tomorrow morning's fun and games. And I thought it'd be appropriate if we just stuck more or less to the same basic format and presented the thought for the day. So if we will, friends, at exactly 7:21, it's time for the thought for the day. Brought to you for the last time by the makers of ARF Dog Food, the dog food the dogs ask for by name. Also the makers of aluminum screens and the Acme cleaners on Dixie Highway in Shively, 15 years on the same spot. Our thought for the day. Actually, I don't have a thought for the day other than maybe something like, how about it's been great, huh? I think that's about it. We'll just pass up on the thought for the day and be honest, huh? All right. Actually, as I look back over these last 6 months here in Louisville, I'm reminded of, for instance, of just the first two weeks we were in town. And it was sort of like the old good news and bad news joke, you know, like my car was stolen the first week. But at 12:19 a.m. on Wednesday of the next week, my bride gave birth to Kristen Blake Harper, right? 5 pounds, 15 ounces. And I think she was, and she is, she's the prettiest baby that was ever born. And she's daddy's little girl, and she's fantastic. But you know, those first 2 weeks in town were extremely eventful for other reasons, too. For example, I visited New Albany, Sin City of Floyd County. I was the first to announce that the Pope had excommunicated the Flying Nun for taking airsick pills. Speaking of pills, a lady from Okolona called to ask if birth control pills were deductible, and I told her only if they didn't work. We exclusively reported that Mayor Schmid had tried to make a trade with Indianapolis, Ventnor, for a Park Place and a get-out-of-jail-free card. After an intensive survey, I concluded that Louisville had more piano bars than happy marriages. Let's see, we showed Polaroids taken at a late evening party at Livingston Gilbert's home, showing Livingston drinking champagne from his wife's slipper, and then nearly choking to death on a Dr. Scholl's footpad. And how could I ever forget the day that those two working girls, lovely working girls, while driving into town on the North-South Expressway, decided to rid themselves of certain garments and drive in topless. Needless to say, there were numerous accidents as male motorists strained to get a better look. In fact, the final score was Bears 4, Rams 20.
And don't forget, while other car prices are going up, you can still get Maverick at the same low price. Maverick, the simple machine, at your Ford dealers now.
W-A-K-Y.
24 past 7 o'clock, friends. 7:24. Come on in.
Want to reconsider? Maybe we could roll the dice and let the old lady win one time?
No, I won't. Don't want to. Excuse me, friends. Have to put your foot down. 24 past 7 o'clock. And here's little Stevie Wonder. And a very pleasant good morning to you. Officer Bruce is coming in a matter of seconds with this morning's traffic advisory, friends.